This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There you are, sitting around the house, minding your own business, and the phone rings for the umpteenth time that day. Another robocall with one scam or another on the other end. Alex W. Palmer writes about the guy behind literally 100 million of those calls before being slapped with the biggest fine ever by the Federal Communications Commission. It's a piece in Wired called On the Trail of the Robocall King. Alex, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So I need you to give me just sort of the high-level overview of how you came onto this story and what the search for the king of robocalls, how it got started.
Yeah, I had been, like every American, receiving all these strange calls from numbers that looked like mine, and I kept wondering, who are these people on the other end of the phone? Who are these people trying to scam us? And then I came across the news story, just a little blurb about the FCC issuing its largest ever fine against someone they called the kingpin of robocalling. And I thought, that sounds like a story to me. And especially when I learned that he had actually been tracked down in part by TripAdvisor, by an investigator at their team who had dedicated himself to uncovering who was behind this massive spoofing operation. And I went about trying to figure out that story.
All right, and what was the TripAdvisor part of this? Because it was, I mean, fictitious is the word that comes to mind, but the scam was bogus, right? As are most scams.
Right, so it was a automated call coming into phone lines in the U.S. saying, congratulations, you've received 2,000 TripAdvisor credits. That you can use these for a great vacation in the Caribbean. Press 1 to learn more. And what upset TripAdvisor, of course, was that, one, they don't do credits, that's not a thing. And two, they don't do telemarketing, much less robocalling. And it just so happened that whoever was directing this scheme placed one of these calls, and it went to the wife of TripAdvisor's general counsel. Mm. And she was tuned in enough to know that this didn't sound right and asked her husband to what was going on.
All right, so let's unbury the lead here. The king of robocalls is a guy by the name of Adrian Abramovich. He has, as you've said, been fined a whole lot of money by the federal government. Who is he, and what was it like when, I guess, would you go like to Miami and knock on his door or something?
I did. I found his address the same way he probably found a lot of the people he called, which was in a public database listing his name, phone number, address, and showed up, knocked. And there he was. He has a long history operating in Florida. According to the FCC, he's formed at least a dozen corporations over the last 20 years. Most of them are in telemarketing, some sort of advertising, sales over the phone. But this was the first time that he's really gotten the harsh glare of the national spotlight on him, and especially getting a record fine.
Abramovich gets caught, obviously, but there are, I think the article says, something like 50 billion robocalls made in this economy every year. I mean, something extraordinary. So clearly it's a problem that is escalating, and federal regulators, they say they're losing. I mean, they admit it.
Right. And those numbers are only going up. According to one index, there were more than 5 billion robocalls in January. So that puts us on track for about 60 billion this year, 175 million a day. Most of those are technically legal. So if you look at one of these databases, the top 10 callers are all debt collectors. And that's annoying but legal. Abramovich was allegedly operating just straight out illegal and annoying. And that's even harder to track, to put numbers on that. So we don't even really know how many fraudsters are out there.
And these calls are unbelievably cheap to make, and technology software lets them be cranked out again by the tens of billions.
That's right. If you've got a laptop or a desktop, download some software, get some server space. You can hire a VoIP.
Voice over IP, yeah.
That's right. You don't even have to push a button in the morning. It'll just do it automatically for you. You can be making money, sitting back, doing nothing.
Okay, don't do that, kids. Don't do that. So look, I don't usually do this in interviews, but I need you to give me the moral of the story here, because technology is letting this facilitates this. Regulators are, in essence, throwing up their hands. It can be extremely profitable. I got rid of my landline at my house because all we were getting were robocalls. Now we're all on cell phones.
That's right. By the end of this year, half of all U.S. phone traffic is going to be spam traffic or robocalls. So it seems like it's up to consumers right now to deal with. Basically, what people at FTC and FCC told me, and Abramovich, when he was grilled before a Senate committee, said himself, is, I just don't answer the phone. You know, if you don't know who's calling, don't pick it up. Right. Someone suggested to me that perhaps the next ploy for robocallers is to pretend to be someone from your contacts, to spoof a contact. But until we get to that point, we're all safe if we just don't answer numbers we don't know.
Alex W. Palmer writing in Wired about robocalls and as Fritz Hollings, the senator, used to call them, the scourge of modern society, right?
That's right. Still are.
Alex, thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Thank you.